Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 2, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge. And we had been discussing the characteristics of a Sthita Prajna. So last set of verses, from 55 onwards, describes a person with steady wisdom. We have discussed many times before that our goal in life is to get that peace of mind, the equanimity, the happiness. And what takes our happiness is our distractions in this world. So now it describes if a person achieves a state of mind which is equanimous in all the changing situations. This world is nothing but a continuum of changes. Nothing really remains same. If we get adjusted to it, there is no real confusion, or there is no real sorrow or unhappiness. It is when we don't get adjusted to the changes that we have this unhappiness. So we have talked about this Sthita Prajna. Normal criticism we hear or normal comments we hear is, well, this doesn't seem like something we can achieve. It is something for the rishis and munis and people who have given up everything. But if you really think about it, we are all Sthita Prajna. None of us are upset today because the daylight saving time has ended. And now we are on Eastern Standard Time. That's because we knew, we got adjusted to it. Maybe the very first year when we came to this country, it was a confusion. Because in India, there is no daylight savings time. But once you get adjusted and train your mind and intellect to accept it, there is no confusion. We know this happens every year. So even though the time has changed, we are Sthita Prajna. We know it's perfectly fine. Seasons changes. When none of us get upset and have riots in the streets. Why now there is a different season? Because right from childhood, from the very first year, you start teaching them the seasons. So you had been educated from your childhood, the changes which you are going to encounter in your life. And as we get more and more used to those changes, our mind accepts them as the reality and not to be disturbed by them. So we are not upset by all the normal things which is changes in our life. What we get upset about is what we have not accepted as the changes in our life. And those changes are the ones which we need to now get used to of and train our mind to accept them as normal occurrences in this world. So what we have seen is the one who remains constant in both the Subha and Asubha. Because just as the season changes from spring to summer to fall, life goes through the events which are Subha and Asubha. Because Subha and Asubha is nothing but our assignment to an event, to an object, to an experience. What is Subha from my perspective is not Subha from some other's perspective. As we have heard this, early bird catches the worm. He said, what about the worm? From the worm's point of view, was it good? No, getting up early. So it's always subjective. It's never will be same universal for everybody. Something will be good for me and not good for others. Something will be not good for others, but will be good for me. So as long as we train our mind to accept those changes, we won't have confusion. So what we have seen so far is that Sthita Prajna is a person who has gained this wisdom that everything in life is nothing but a continuum of changes. And therefore, he does not get affected by it. Sthita Prajna is not a person who is any different than you and I, but he is a person who has acquired wisdom and living an intelligent life. The last few verses which we have seen says that more and more he becomes intelligent about what he experiences and what he exposes himself. Prevention is better than cure. We all know that, right? With the flu season, Ebola, we're talking about prevention. Go and get the flu shot. So the wise ones went to take the flu shots in September, less wise in October, even less wise will be in November. You know. Continue still. Somebody gets a flu and says, I wish I had gone to get a flu shot. So this person who is sthita pragna lives a life of prevention. So yada samharate cha yam kurmo angani va sarvasaha indriyani indriyarthe bhyah tasya pragna pratishtita. He prevents his mind to get polluted by the experiences. So he uses his senses very wisely. And wherever he sees the danger of getting attached to the wrong object, he avoids that exposure by retracting his senses. Because there, it's not a conducive environment for my senses. I can't make my mind struggle in upstream battle. Senses are going outside and getting attached. And my mind says, no, no, you can't. That's not a right way to do it. Such a person, when he sees the danger, that senses may get attached to the wrong sense objects, you avoid that. When you come to a new town, you say, well, don't go to the such and such areas. Those areas are bad at night. When I came to Washington, D.C. the first time, and I had a project on K Street between, I guess, 13th and 14th, taken a picture of my site, and one of my colleagues said, Neil, from the corner which you have taken this picture, if you go there at night, it's not safe for you. So if you're ever going to go there, just go in a bright daylight only. So we know that what to avoid. Once you know what to avoid, you have to make a conscious effort to avoid it. Now, knowing which, if I put myself in the danger, the statistical probability is that I may get hurt. So wise person, he lives like the tortoise. As soon as it senses fear, it retracts all his limbs. So the wise person retracts his senses. Avoid experiencing an experience which is not conducive for me. So that's the first thing a wise person does. And once you train yourself that way, you will live a life of prevention of polluting your mind. And then the mind will train to only go into the realm of experiences which are sattvic and good for you. And then it will be very easy to control your mind. Now, what happens when we don't do that? Or what is our life story? Why we are not experiencing that equanimity? Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparaha. It's an advice. It's a clear prescription. We have talked about how a wise person lives. Now to our level, say, therefore, having restrained all your senses. Now, restrained senses does not mean that don't use your senses at all. It is to use them wisely. You earn your salary at the end of the month. It does not say that don't spend that money. Only the wise people say, I'll spend them wisely. I'll do the proper savings, put 10% in 401k, then whatever comes, I'll do this way, pay my rents first. Then it's not a problem. The problem is when I, first day when I get the paycheck, I go and I celebrate it at the bar. Then it's a problem. So therefore it's a prevention. Avoid having those experiences which pollutes your mind. So tani sarvani sanyamya. One mother, a single mother who had only one son, but he wasn't really doing well. He had all the vices. Mother was dying, and the poor guy thought, at least I should do something so that my mother feels good at the time of dying. So he said, Mother, tell me what I should say. Say, at least you give one vice. And he has all these vices about, you know, stealing money, smoking, drinking, gambling. He said, give up one thing. And that's good enough. You can continue doing everything else, but give up one thing. He said, well, I'll stop smoking. Then he started from smoking and said, well, without smoking, I'm not enjoying drinking. So he then gives up drinking. And said, without drinking and smoking, there's no fun in gambling. So he gives up gambling. So giving up just the one vice, he ended up giving up all the vices. Then he realized, why my mother said, just give up one, it's good enough. Because they are all connected, all these senses are. In Vivek Chudamani, there is a verse says, Brunga, Matanga, Patanga, Tunga. All these creatures and animals, only one sense which is powerful. The Brunga is the Brahmar, Matanga is the elephant, Patanga is the moth. You see, all of them, one sense powerful. And they get destroyed by them. The Brahmar gets caught into just tasting that nectar on the flower, and the flower closes at night and trapped in it and then dies in it. Matanga, I think it's this, the touch, you know, that wants to go into the water and this mud and enjoy it, and that's how get caught by those poachers. And then Patanga, the moth, through the light, attracts into the light. So you see, all these animals have only one sense powerful, and they have this danger of getting destroyed. Think about a man who has all five senses so powerful. How vulnerable we are. You know. Therefore, Bhagavan says, not one. Tani sanyamya sarvani. All of them. Yukta asita mat paraha. Now, how can I do that? We discussed last time that to give my mind something else to attach to. So you have to get the highest attachment somewhere. Once you have the higher attachment, the lower drops out easily. Because if somebody says, well, I can give you your dream job in Australia, which is not available for you here, all your attachment in USA will drop right then. So that's okay, I'll go to Australia and work there. Because that's all I wanted to do in my life, and it's only available in Australia. So all your other attachments about, well, I like Richmond, I like my friends here, all that will drop right there. But that's when people go to India and come back here and go back to India. Because they are attached to the higher goal of working in the field which they love and like and enjoy. It's not important where they are working. Therefore, in Richmond, we have too much transitory population. If you attach to the higher, it is easier to drop the lower. I'm trying to avoid my attachment to the world of sense objects. So Bhagavan says, mat paraha, become attached to me. Me, the perfect being. Me, the supreme self, who is your role model. Make your role model the highest one. See, we have role models in our professions, role models in our... But that only takes you to a certain level, and then, obviously, you're still saying, now what next? This one says, this role model, once you make that as your role model, nothing else will make you satisfied. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta asita matparha. Then settle down in your life, having me as the goal, controlling all the senses. This having me as the goal will allow you to control your senses. You know, people come to me and say, I'm a vegetarian today. I said, how can you be vegetarian today when yesterday you were not vegetarian? He said, no, today is a Monday, I'm fasting. So even the person who is not a vegetarian becomes vegetarian one day because he thinks this is something higher he's doing. You know. Same thing with alcohol. He said, I'm not drinking today. I said, why? Because today is a Diwali. Or whatever, you know, he thinks. Because something higher will let you give up something which is baser. Bhagavan said, why don't you keep me as the highest goal? Everything else will be lower than. Vasehi yasya indriyani tasya pragna pratishthita. With whatever method, when you have control your senses, then you consider that your intellect is steady. We experience in our normal day-to-day life, somebody who can control his anger, we don't consider him to be a very wise person. He may be a genius, but we can't really work with him. So we also like the people who can control their mind and behavior and senses in a normal day-to-day world. So just think about your own world where you are struggling, that once I have my senses are in control, that I'll be considered wise. The next two verses basically now tells us why we are not there. And this is the greatest psychoanalysis, or it probably have become the basis for all the psychological books are written about what all the mental diseases are and how the mental diseases come into existence. See, now we have all these names, but our rishis have just analyzed and said, this is where it all starts. And if you really notice in the people in our lives who have experience some difficulty in ourselves, when we have experienced difficulties, if you follow this, you will find that the root cause of this was this ladder of fall. They say, Dhyayato Visayan Punsaha Sanghateshu Upajayate. Very simple. When you keep thinking about an object, an attachment arises for that object. BMW. I have given so many BMW examples in my life. I ended up buying BMW. You know, the yoga class used to invite me at Kerrytown about 8-10 years ago for Bhagavad Gita classes. And my very first class was about 8 hours of lectures. And I must have given so many BMW examples that at the end of the class, they bought this model BMW Z8. And they gave me that as a gift, you know. Dhyayato visayan punsaha. When you consistently think about an object, an attachment arises. You have never seen her before in your college. You saw her, something about her you like, you start thinking about her, now you have an attachment. You want to become friend with her. Sanghateshu upajayate. A constant thinking of an object will create that attachment to it. This is how the marketing works. You have to bombard people with this idea that this is good for you. iPhone 6. There's so many where I read about iPhone. I finally say I need to go and upgrade it to iPhone 6. I mean, I had iPhone 4. I say this may be a good upgrade straight from iPhone 4 to 6. And as soon as we get the phone, she said, I really don't like this phone. I said, why? He said, I like my iPhone 4. It's the right size and looks sturdy, and this doesn't look good. Because she never saw those ads. Only I saw those ads. She had no attachment to this thing. It was working fine. I'm getting all the emails. And why do you have to do all of that? I thought you will be happy getting a new phone. I said, no. I think my old phone was fine. There's no way I can revert it back. But she had no attachment. She had never seen those iPhone 6 advertisement or anything about it. It's only me who was getting attached to iPhone 6, not her. So we know how it starts. First is just a thought. And then constantly thinking about the same thing, you get an attachment. That attachment creates desire, the burning desire. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. More and more you attach to something or someone, you develop desire. You want to be with them. You want to have that. So that desire is just a byproduct of your attachment, and attachment is a byproduct of just constantly thinking about it. Kamat krodho abhijayate. Now we say, well, there's no big deal. When you're thinking about iPhone 6, you've got iPhone 6. So what's the problem? The problem is everything is not like iPhone 6. There are things in life you get attached to and don't get it. It's all those sad songs and ghazals about, jab tum thi saath mein to ye hota tha, ab nahi ho to wo hota hai. Attachment. Because not everything is available. Swami used to say there are a few good things in life, the more people want them. Therefore, you can't have it. There may be only the one position as the president, and there's too many candidates who want to get that. So we will see that in primary coming now, from now till 2016. Meena is so tired because he gets all those email. I have given, anywhere where I make a donation, I give Meena's email. Never my email. Okay. So once they get in donations, they are, what are all these Democratic parties bombarding me? I say, I don't know, I never get that email. So, there are few good things in life, at least from our perspective, and all of us want them. Therefore, it is more chances of us getting disappointed than chances of us getting happier about getting something. And that creates krodha, anger. Kamat krodho abhijayate. However, we don't accept this fact. That's our problem. We do not learn from our experiences. A wise person is the one who learns from his own experiences. A wiser person is the one who learns from others' experiences. We can either learn by getting burnt, and then learn, or our parents teach us that, no, don't put fire. So we learn from others' experience by getting the knowledge from others. So kamat krodho abhijayate, that desire unfulfilled creates anger. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha, sammohat mrutivibhramaha. Growth creates delusion. Now we all know that, but we have never accepted. That's why we get angry, and we think that when angry we feel powerful actually. Angry young man, Amitabh Bachchan, all those movies, because he seems powerful when he's angry, and then he's fighting with all those guys. But if you're truly angry, you're in a delusion. They say, krodhat bhavati sammoha. Anger creates delusion. Anytime we are angry, we say things which we don't mean, or we have never thought that it's appropriate. But in anger, you do those things. As Swamiji says, that even a deluded person does things like, you know, saying things to his parents or teachers, which Shankaracharya in his commentary said, that krodha is such a delusion-producing entity, that person will do something which in his sanity he will never do. So, moha smriti vibhramaha. And why he does that is because he does not have access to his memory. Memory, which we typically call conscience. My conscience says, don't do this. My conscience says, I should not be doing that. Or I should be doing that. All that is coming from my intellect, which is a reservoir of the memory of my experiences. So any time I have to decide whether this is right or that is right, I go back to my intellect. My intellect says, yes, we have a database. It does say, in this situation, Neil, you should do this. Passing by Starbucks, first time when I went there, the first experience, didn't know what to expect. Then I realized that this is a good coffee, I like it. So now I'm passing by, my mind says, Neil, Starbucks, and my intellect says, good, you know, go for it. You know? Because I'm in a very sane manner thinking about whether they're right or wrong, I have access to the intellect. Bhagwan is so compassionate that he does not want to overload your system. Just like we have an electrical circuit breaker in our system here. So if you overload something, it will go up. And you will complain, so why there is no light, all that. But somebody will go and check the circuit breaker. We turn the circuit breaker on. We realize there may be some, let's unplug things. Because it is to protect your system, this circuit breaker. This circuit breaker in our system is, intellect will not be able, it will shut down. When you're angry, intellect will shut down, not available to you. It will be only become available to you when you calm down, to protect your memory bank. You do not want to deplete and destroy the memory bank. Your computer gets overloaded, it will shut down. So now I don't have an access to my memory bank, and I'm still acting in that rage, in that anger. Sammoha smriti vibhramaha. Smriti vibhrama, memory is lost. It's not lost, but it's not available to me right now. Smriti bransad buddhinashaha. What do we call buddhi? Intellect is nothing but the sum total of my knowledge from the day I started thinking I am who I am till today. That's my intellect. Well, Neil, you really know about architecture. Well, because that's what I had been doing. And that's what I had been learning, what is right and wrong in that. My intellect is nothing but the experiences gathered. And that's all called buddhi. Buddhi nasat pranashyati. And thus, one who does not have buddhi, he will do wrong things. If I do not know that walking right in the middle of the road is not really safe for me, then I'll get hit by a car, sooner or later. But my buddhi says, no, no, this is for the pedestrian, it's a sidewalk, and for the cars is this. But if that buddhi is not available, I'll be destroyed. So it's a buddhi nasat pranashyati. This is the fall of a person. Most of us are fortunate enough to have this buddhi available to us most of the time. But then we do see these mental diseases. And this is also, you can see, that when a person doesn't get what he wants, he gradually becomes so bitter and bitter and bitter that a buddhi available to think what is right or wrong. Then he does the wrong thing and destroys himself. With that, we'll stop right here. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Om Shantihi 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.